Happy 2025. I'm your host, Marissa Dickens, and today's episode marks the beginning of season 6 of Artifacts. Woo! And today I am joined by French visual artist Aurélie Brown. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, hi. It's my pleasure to be here, Marissa. Thank you so much for having me.
So I discovered your work at the Renegade Art Festival in LA. And I was immediately drawn to the bright colors and patterns of your pieces, and especially your swirly brush strokes that created the movement behind your work. And I was looking at them, they reminded me of Henri Matisse's art. So that I know it's like a big, you know, he's such an iconic figure, but honestly, like, it just reminded me of that, very bold. So, and what has it been like for you so far to be a part of these festivals? And what have people's responses been towards your works?
Well, you know, it's definitely, you're not the first one telling me that I remind them of Henri Matisse, which is like, wow, what a compliment that is, for sure. But I do love to paint. I mean, maybe I should go back a little bit. So it's my first year as having a business, an art business, basically. And when you met me at Renegade was because I've been doing a few markets. I live in LA, so I've been doing a few markets to kind of see, okay, who is my customer? How do people respond to my art? Because it strongly appeals to me, some of my, you know, family members and my friends, but who else? Who is that person out there who really connects with it? Because this is, you know, bottom line, this is what you need to feel about art. It brings tons of emotions, but you really have to connect with it. So this is what I was trying to understand better, who I was appealing to. And this is why I did those markets. And I discovered that people are usually very attracted by the colors, as you said, and the boldness of my art, and sometimes they're even a little shy because it's a lot, which was, you know, I got all kind of reaction, which was just, it's really awesome. It tells me a whole lot of what, you know, the what my art does to other people. So yeah, I mean, I don't know I can go back a little bit. So those markets are like my first year as a business. Okay. And that was like the end of the year, actually, where it's like, okay, let's just get out. And because I was online, I have a business, my business is online, and it's a bit lonely, I have to admit. So doing those markets was really, you know, a step, just diving in and kind of see people's reactions.
It's really cool that you can go to these markets and not only meet, you know, customers or who are interested, but you also can meet other artists in the world of LA art. And I'm sure there's just so much out here. It's such a big state, big city for you.
It's amazing.
Did you find any artists there that you were like, ooh, I like what you're doing? Did you swap like stories and tips?
Absolutely. I mean, it's also what's amazing about, you know, I want to make art. I want to spread it in the world, but I also want to be part of that community. And I've noticed how amazing that community is. And prior to actually commit to those markets, I've been visiting the markets and various markets in LA to kind of, you know, see, test and see who was there and so on and so on. And I actually met some of the artists. So as a visitor prior to, and the past, you know, since October, I've been also an exhibitor. So it was really cool to connect on that level, definitely. And I mean, I feel like I've made some friends already. It's funny. My husband the other day said, you know, I was quite, you know, I have to question about the business side of it. It's like, should I continue markets? Should I not? You know, how should I approach that? And he said to me, he said, you know, you love that tribe. You want to be part of that tribe. You need that tribe. And I'm like, yes, absolutely. And it's one way of, you know, of getting it. Because Yeah, there is Instagram, there is, Facebook, there is all those things, but it's still online. And that physical, approach is like, it's priceless. It's the best. And people are so generous about sharing. And I share my stuff. I can't wait to actually, help somebody who's starting because I've gone quite, a few steps already. So it's like, ask me. I'll share what I know and who I work with. I love that.
I want to shift to how you started. So even before you got to California, I have to ask, what part of France are you from?
I'm from Normandy, and actually, I was raised in the country. So, I had a very simple life as a kid, ended up in a large metropolis, go figure. But yeah, I'm from Normandy, so northwest of France.
And growing up, what was your, what was art like, in France at the time when you were growing up, and what were you exposed to?
It's funny. Let's see. I think I've always wanted to be an artist somehow, but for some reason I was scared to draw. I thought I couldn't draw, and I'm not sure I can really draw, but I manage somehow. Just you have to keep on repeating and it gets better, but so I did, but I was always very, I mean, we went to museums and things like that, we traveled a little bit. I traveled to Italy when I was a teenager, and that just opened my mind, I think, to beautiful architecture and art in general, for sure. And also, I think what has always been quite a feast at my, during growing up, is that we love food. I come from a family of people who cook food, who grow food, who, manage processed food, and so on and so on. So cooking and food was always something that we thrived around, and we do that in France anyway. That's kind of our love language, but it's definitely something I was raised with. And I noticed also when I, even when I cook, it has to be pretty. It has to be harmonious. It has to have colors. It has to have all those elements. And I think everything kind of ties in together. It's maybe less art, but it's more the aesthetic that I've always had a very strong appeal to. And I think that's what I've been influenced with. And also, living in the country, you have beautiful colors everywhere. You have, and Normandy, it rains a lot, so it's very green, but it's lush. And you have all those shades of greens and all those, little hills and all of that. And the agriculture also, the fields, you have colors in that, and rows, and this and this and that, and patterns. And I think all of those together have been actually an influence of where I am today, maybe. I think it's a, it I'm finally becoming myself in a way by becoming the artist, the creator. And yeah, I think that's what it's also part of that, I think.
I think France has such a landscape and a culture that has influenced your work, and you can tell, and like you said, the colors, the patterns. So what made you move to California?
Oh, well, that's a long story.
Well, how long ago did you move to California?
Oh, that's it's been 28 years.
Wow,
So
okay.
longer than half my life, basically. I've
Wow.
been in California. Yeah, it's amazing. Well, I've always been fascinated by the US for some reason, and I've always been fascinated by California and Los Angeles for some reason. TV shows. I also have an uncle who lived in LA for a while. So all of those. And also I needed a change of life in a way. I needed to maybe become myself, maybe, and I wanted to learn English and so on and so on. So I actually came to live with a family. I was an au pair, and I happened to meet my husband. So I was like, I am not going back. That was kind of, it's kind of what happened, but why did I choose LA? I mean, I had to see this place, I had to, and I've been here since I've moved here, basically. I've stayed here. I mean, my husband is from somewhere else and he wants to be here too. So it's like, okay, let's stay here,
So what made you then decide I want to do art as a business?
Interesting, because I would say a few years ago in my 30s, I started painting on my own. I've always wanted to paint. I've always wanted to be an artist, I think, really, truly, as far as I can remember. But I did a business school because it was more practical. The arts in general, literature was, it's like, oh no, that's not what pays the bill. And little did I know, by the way, because I know plenty of artists who live off of their art. So that's another story. A few years ago, I started painting on my own. And then, life gets in the way. I had kids, I had young kids. I mean, there are other priorities, but now that I think back, if you really want to do something, if you really thrive on something, go for it. If it's 5 hours a week, find those 5 hours a week. Try to put some time into it. You can find half an hour if you want to draw for half an hour. You can every day. You can do that probably, and so on and so on. But little did I know, I didn't put much time into it. I would paint Sunday afternoons, which was my only time that I could, kind of chill and have a few hours to myself and paint. So I did that on and off for a few years. But it's really, I would say, when the pandemic hit, I was like, oh, I have a lot of time suddenly. I didn't have any commute. LA is brutal when it comes to commute.
Yes, it is.
So I was like, let's try something. And I can't remember what happened to me that said, you're going to just dive into it. I just did. And I discovered Skillshare, which was like, wow, what is that platform? Which has tons of classes. And I didn't know, I was not using Instagram very much. But once I started, and Instagram knows how to find you and find, the algorithm knows to send you the right people, basically. So this is what happened between Skillshare, between Instagram, between the pandemic, and having a lot of time to kind of, okay, I can do something now, with myself. And my kids were teens by that time, so it's like I have more free time. So that's how I actually started. So that was 2020. And I started looking into the business side of it. Why? I think because I saw some artists who had a business out of it, and I'm like, oh, I'm curious, what does that look like? So I started looking into it, and I took a few classes, like more on the licensing side, because it's like, oh, I realize a lot of things by following those artists. Art is not only about drawing, painting, making pottery, or whatever. There is a gazillion ways of putting your art somewhere and your art fitting in all different of sectors in a way. And that's what I put two and two together. And I also gave it a heck of a lot of time because I was taking a lot of like workshops at the time. And I was kind of repeating or classes, and I was kind of repeating what the teachers were saying, but I had a hard time detaching from that and becoming my own. So, which takes a while. It takes doing a lot of repetition to get to that point and trying things to see what appeals to you. And in 2022, I had a call with one of my mentors. I also surrounded myself with groups, in groups of either artists who built a business or artists who had painting groups and things like that. And I had a call with one of the mentors, a one-on-one, and the call was about how do I develop my art to maybe try selling it, for example, something like that. And she said, well, you really have something about, there's something special about you, about how you paint people. It's kind of a naive style, it's loose, like you said, but it's bold, the color combination and so on. She said, you should explore that a little more. So what did I decide? I decided to do the 100-day project, which is for 100 days in a row, you're going to create one piece of art of whatever you want to create. So I did that. I did just that in the middle of everything else, but it's like, no, I'm going to stick to that. And it's amazing what I could develop in that time, in those 3 months. I mean, patterns. I did a bunch of patterns. I did a bunch of people, animals, and all kind of things. And I really explored, I sharpened also, I think, my the way I like colors and the way I work with colors, which was just amazing. Because, but that's when, once again, you just have to repeat and repeat and repeat. It sounds daunting. I mean, you're like, what the heck am I going to do, every day for 100
My
days?
campus is scary sometimes.
It is very scary. But what I have noticed is that the more you do it, the more you're going to find ideas and inspiration, because you expand your brain to a certain vision, a way of seeing things in a completely different way than is just if you're not painting or if you're not doing anything like that, And what I realized, it's like, oh, well, my everyday, everything that's around me is a potential for something. And that's how, a bouquet will look like that from this angle and different from another angle. And I love flowers who start going bad. I find them beautiful. So I would paint the really good, the fresh flowers and the not fresh flowers, but I had to find ideas. And it's like, okay, let's just don't question yourself too much. It's just, look around. There is plenty, you can work with. So that was also very catalyst, I think, in building some kind of a portfolio, because you can start with just a few pieces to sell. Why not? That's not a problem. But for some reason, I think more what I wanted to do is more find my style, which is what takes a long time. And I'm not sure I'm fully there either. It's like I'm a baby in terms of what I'm doing. It's re very brand new to me. But that really, it's like it gave me some confidence about having a body of work that I could, show the world. In October of 2023, I said, oh, guess what? I'm going to open a shop. So I decided to open a shop. I mean, an online shop. Because, so Marisa, there it gets to a point where it's not enough. Also, that's what I noticed about me. It's like I was making all that work, and it which is not work. I call it work, but it's close to my heart. It's not work. And I was like, what do I do with all of that? I can do tons of things with all of that. So that's kind of, I think, enough. Yeah, and I had the idea of the business for a while. Like I said, I saw those artists doing all kind of amazing things. So it's like, why not me?
For any artist, it's daunting. It's like, where do you start? And
Exactly.
I think if you love doing something, it's just setting aside that time to do it.
And
Okay.
don't wait. And don't
Yeah.
wait, It's like if you feel your guts tell you, sometimes it's hard to find though what you're what do you really want? Why did I do painting? I don't know. It has always appealed to me, but I could have chosen something else, But yeah, don't wait. If your guts tell you that it is right, go for it, because it is right. You're gonna find a way to make something out of it. The profitable part of it is the other part that is tough. The business, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It's tough. It's a tough part for sure. You have to really want to go, because
What would you say
you
is the
will get,
hardest part of having art as a business when that's
because you're going to be stretched. You're going to have to make choices that make sense for your business. You don't want to make it, like, as you need to make it profitable at some point, because it's easy to invest tons of money and kind of dabble in this, dabble in that. And you need to really focus yourself, question yourself about, where do you want to be in 5 years? Where do you want to be in 3 years? Where do you want to be in 1 year? And how do you divide that? And you really have to ask yourself those questions, but you have to find a harmony between the creativity and what gives you the most joy in your life, and that business side that you have to do, unless you pay somebody to do it, but it's going to be very pricey. So it's the hard, I think the hard part is you can get sucked into the business. So you have to be very careful to always, always think of your balance and your harmony, because this is what gives you the juices to go further.
I feel like with owning your own art business, you have to be your own advocator. That takes a
Yeah.
lot of grit.
Yeah, and you have to sell yourself in a way, you know, and some people are
Without
very
sacrificing your
uncomfortable. Yes.
creativity.
Yeah, some people are very uncomfortable with that. And I think also, you know, I mean, I have so much support from my family, so much support, and they even help me physically if I need to, you know what I mean? So that's very important because it's a lonely journey. You are on your own with that, you know, but and everything is in your head, and not people around you might not understand how, because it looks a little crazy from the outside, maybe, you know. So, and that being passionate maybe looks crazy to some people.
Creative
So,
genius. That's what it is.
yeah.
I want to touch about specifically your process. So, from the inspiration behind your work, and then, where do you get your subject matters from? Is it just from your imagination? Do you pull like source images? Like, what's your process like?
So I have multiple, I would say. I love Pinterest for sure. I mean, it has, you know, you can pull like five bouquets and make one out of it, for example. You know, I've done that. Like, I'll see a vase on one of the pictures. Like, I love this vase, but right now I'm into roses, or I'm into peonies or whatever. So that will, you know, then get some images from that and paint that. Like I said, my every day, my what's around me is also a big motivator. I love flowers, love, love, love flowers, and I love California in that way, and all those wildflowers, which is like I'm obsessed with poppies, for example. I can't stop painting poppies, but this is, you know, so I get obsessed. Yeah, I'm a little bit of obsessive, and I get in, onto something, and I just will go. Something that I love to do is get black and white pictures, old pictures, and I will turn them into my own scene. You know, I will give them the colors that I don't see. So that I just have in my family. I mean, I paint my family a heck of a lot, for sure. I paint myself when I was like 18 years old, then you become
What?
somebody else, you know. So yeah, I'm pretty spontaneous. I just saw something on Instagram. It was an ad, a woman from the back. And I was like, oh, because I just painted three women from the back. And I'm like, I'm in 501 Levi's jeans, because I love those jeans. And I'm like, ah, like, oh, that's another way. And she was wearing a bathing suit. I'm like, oh, that could be fun. And I love to make series in a way. I love the number three. So I will make three of something, three, and I paint on wood, or I paint in my sketchbook. I really like the wood part because it's an original that I can sell, and I can also make prints out of it. I can really leverage, you know, my art this way.
Can you use acrylic?
Sometimes acrylic gouache
Okay.
is my favorite. This is
Okay.
what I use. I love that, and I stumbled upon that paint as I was taking a class 3 years ago. I ordered the wrong paint, and I ended up with this paint. And I'm like, "Whoa, what is
Where's
that?"
it?
It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, so you know, my process is it's pretty spontaneous. I have not been able. I don't think I'm able yet, or maybe I am. I don't know. Able to create for a purpose, because when you think of surface design, you have to consider scale, you have to consider, you know, the pattern, how the pattern is laid out, and so on and so on. I'm a little wild, I'm not there yet, you know, but once I get into, I plan on maybe exploring licensing, where I will have to be more discipline, maybe, you know, it's going to be a client I'm going to have to respond to. So in that case, maybe the process will be different. But for now, it's very, you know, it's what It's very spontaneous. It's I just made, and also something that I've noticed that is really that I can do. I just painted a bunch of ornaments, and I painted some little, yeah, the little bears and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna paint a bunch of wood blocks with those little elements, and something else. But I sometimes you just don't have to reinvent. You don't have to use what you have and build on that. That's what I do with those theories. I will have one woman who's wearing those white 501 jeans, and I have another one and another one. They will be dressed a little bit differently, or they will, but that's kind of my imagination. And I also pull from how I love to dress. When I paint somebody, I will dress them with the kind of clothes that I wear, for example. I've also within that year discovered Photoshop, which is an amazing tool that I can really rework some of my stuff into patterns, make some scarves, I also made some scarves with that and so on. So that's another element, which is what I love about painting. I think it's a craft that you can do a lot with because you can put your art on products, which is something else that I'm planning on doing as I keep on going.
2025, do you have any exciting projects or goals that you want to accomplish with your business in the new year?
Yeah, I mean, the first year was e-commerce and markets. So I'm going to continue that. I think I'm going to refine some of the markets that I do and make sure that it is art oriented as much as possible. I want to get some people who collectors, and so on and so on. So I need to I'm going to do that more like art walks or things like that in LA. I've already identified a few things. So I'm going to do more markets for exposure, meet amazing people, be part of that amazing group. I want to do also licensing, which has been on my mind, and I think I can do, I already have a list of people I want to work with, so I'm going to tackle that. But I'm giving myself like 1 year. I wanted to do like three things the first year, and it was just, I realized that was just not the best way to do it. So, oh, for me at least, and the way, my life is set up now. So it's like, okay, 1 year I dive into one thing, and the second year I keep on building on that, but I develop something else. So licensing is one of them. I want to do commissions also because some people really connect on, I mean, on my art in general, the color, but like you said, the brush strokes, the way I paint people, and they want me to paint their family too. Somebody, has contacted me about it. So I'm like, yeah, that could be something that I would love to do. And so commission, and I also love to put my art on products. I love Anthropologie, which has amazing home goods. And I want to be that one day.
Yes.
So also, art on products, bags, anything. I don't know yet which products, but I did scarves this year. I'm gonna do something else next year. So yeah, that's and I feel stronger after that year of kind of trial and error, but good trial and error. It's all good at the end of the day. It takes a while. You have to be patient to do that also. Very patient and persistent. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. More of what I'm doing and just better.
No, that's so exciting though. I can't wait. I love I follow you on Instagram and I can't wait to see the progression and what more things you do because
Thank you.
I love when I interview artists and I'm like, oh, I'll keep an eye out on them after too. Get some things. I love it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful world to be in.
It is very soul fulfilling, I'm sure. Before we wrap up, I want to ask some rapid fire
Yeah,
questions.
okay.
What is your favorite color to work with?
Anything that's around pink, red, oranges, anything warm is I love. Lilac also is one of my favorite.
What are your favorite gardens in California?
I love Huntington Gardens, Descanso Gardens, my garden also.
Okay. Is there a good best French restaurant in California?
Oh man, I'm picky. I actually Violette LA, it has a flair of French. It's such a cute restaurant in Westwood. I love that restaurant. Yes, it's simple food, it's wonderful.
I'll have to try it. Favorite female artist?
Oh my. Favorite female artist. Well, there's another Marisa right now that I really love. Marisa from Creative Thursday. She's a current artist. I'm part of her group as a painter. It's called the Daily Painters group. And I just love what she does, where she took her business. She's wonderful. So I would say Marisa Cummings is her name.
What was the last great book you read?
I am so bad at reading books. I'm not kidding. I've dropped out of that.
That's
You know
okay.
what? But no, I love something. I love magazines though. And
Oh,
there
okay.
is one, yeah, there are two magazines I love about creativity, Where Women Create and What Women Create. It is wonderful. So that's kind of my books.
Oh, I like that.
Plus Netflix or whatever.
Oh, what do you like to watch? What's like your show you've been watching or movie that you like?
Let's see. I watch Madness lately,
I've heard
which
that's
was fun.
good.
Yeah, I love kind of the dark stuff. Go figure. It's just I have that side too.
And then lastly, when you're not busy, what do you like to do for yourself?
Spend time too with my kids. It might be cliche, you know, my kids, my husband. I love to have dinner, the four of us, and we just talk politics and all kind of crazy stuff. Yeah, that's my, I love, yeah, a glass of wine, a good meal, and my family and a good discussion. Love that. No phones allowed.
Yes, I like especially the glass of wine part. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I learned a lot. I had so much fun.
Oh, thank you for having me, Marisa. It was great. Really, really great.
Can you share your Instagram and website so people can check you out?
Sure. So my Instagram is Aurélie, Aurelie Brown Art. And my website is the same, aureliebrownart.com. So I look forward to seeing all of you there. And thank you for having me. It was really fun.
You're welcome, and thank you. And thank you to everyone who's been listening in, and stay tuned for another episode soon.